time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Lily Vigil and Tian Passarella. They are members of Carbon County, the Miss Carbon County Royalty, and kind of a different year, as with all things this year, they get the opportunity to be royalty for another whole year. This is kind of their recap because the pageant was coming up very soon. We're going to talk about that coming up here in just a sec. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
So let's start off with, first and foremost, introduce yourself. Lily, we'll start with you.
All right. So my name is Lily Vigil, and I am currently serving as Miss Carbon County 2020.
Okay.
I'm Tian Passarella, and I'm currently Miss Carbon County second attendant.
Okay, and we're missing the third attendant. Who's our first attendant?
The first attendant. That is Megan Maurer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She couldn't be with us today.
Unfortunately, no. She has to work.
Life gets in the way sometimes, doesn't it? So when was the pageant scheduled?
So the pageant was scheduled for August 17th, and we were supposed to be there and...
And you
pass
were
our crowns.
Pass off crowns.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
And you, your year of service was over and mm-hmm. all that stuff. But then life once again got in the way.
It sure did.
It was canceled this year.
Yes. It was. So because of the coronavirus and everything going on with that, so 6 months ago, our year basically got cut in half. And so we had a conversation with the directors and asked if we can serve for another term or even just fulfill the 6 months after. Because we just felt like we still wanted that. We still had some stuff that needed to be done. So we were like, okay, let's do this. And then luckily they gave us the full year, so I will still be able to compete at Miss Utah next year as well.
Next year. And so let's do a kind of a little recap of your year so far and, mm-hmm. and some of the things that you got to go do and some of the things that you accomplished this year.
Mm-hmm.
Lily, you go first.
Okay, so this year, so I tried to kind of give it a little count and... I think it was somewhere over like 60 events, even with everything that was canceled and stuff. We've had over 60 events that we were able to attend. And so first it started off with like the pageant, you know, as you do. And then we had a really great crowning ceremony for Tian. We were super happy that she was able to join our royalty. And then in August, there was actually an event that was scheduled for something that had to do with my social impact initiative. And it was this group called Addicted We Stand, and they came down and I got to talk with them, and I've been involved with them ever since, and that was right in August. And then we just had so many events, and like some really good ones was on Thanksgiving. We had this like Thanksgiving Heroes event where we got to go and deliver all these dinners mm-hmm. to all these families in need, and that was so cool to be able to actually be out in the community doing that type of stuff and just being able to go out, do all different sorts of things was so cool. Like, it's seriously been such a great year. I've
and
learned so much.
The excitement mm-hmm. like on the families' faces, like they were so excited to see us show up at their doorstep with like all the food. It was way cool.
And mm-hmm. that's one thing that it's really about. It's about giving back, really.
Absolutely.
And you know, you guys you do that. You get out into the community mm-hmm. and you're always right at the forefront and everything like that. Now, we were talking earlier off the air and Tian said that she's just kind of here for moral support. But that's not true.
Not really. Tian is always, her and Megan are like the people who are down in the dirt, literally down in the dirt. There was an event where we were out
planting trees,
planting vegetables, and they were the ones like hands and feet in the mud, like getting in there. Like, we don't need shovels. We are scooping it out. And they are the always first people there, last people like to leave. And it's so awesome to have the support of my amazing attendants. Like, I'm seriously so grateful for them. They're there to do everything that I can and more, and it's so awesome.
And Tian, what's it like having to, you know,
pick up my slack?
It's honestly so much fun. Like, the dirt, it was way fun. Like, we were like covered head to toe, soaking wet, like so much dirt. But like
the rain too.
Yeah, it was honestly like so cold, but it was so much fun. And like, it's just like memories like that, like we'll like remember forever. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just so happy we have like amazing queen to support.
Okay. And once again, everybody stays in this position for another year, right? Or just the queens?
So just the queens are staying as far as I know.
Okay.
Yeah, me and Megan are... planning on moving soon. Oh, okay. So like we're not like okay. we don't want to like have to drop it and like not be there for them. So that's like our personal stance on it.
Okay, perfect. Now, Lily, so let's talk about your next year.
Right.
What does that look like for you? What are there things that you're looking forward to? Are there projects that you've got in mind that you're going to work on? What kind of things like that?
Yes. So actually, So depending on when all of the COVID-19 stuff calms down, I will finally be able to go out into the community to implement my social impact initiative more, which is the Second Chance Movement Opioid Epidemic Awareness. And so I have some super fun things planned for that. So I've actually been talking to the health department and the Addicted We Stand group to be able to get out into the community to kind of help the stigma on drug use and such. And so I have some super fun things planned for that. So I'm excited to be able to do that finally. My fun event was planned for April. And then that was right when everything smacked down, literally the week before. And I had everything planned out and I was so excited. And they were like,
You're done.
And I was like, okay. And so I've just been waiting and all this stuff is still in check. So just once I get the okay, we can finally move on with that. And then obviously competing at Miss Utah is going to be so exciting.
And yes. We've talked about this in the past. This is the last year that you guys are going to be affiliated with Miss Utah, correct?
Yes, it is.
So then you're going to, are they going to change to a different organization or is it just...
So what's happening is they're kind of going to their own organization that's just more locally based so that they can do more things with Carbon County and around Carbon County rather than having to do things such as with the Miss America organization. Because the Miss America organization is kind of taking a path that's more different than our directors were hoping to have and hoping to take. So they just wanted to do their own thing, but because of our choice to stay another year, we still get to be with a Miss America organization for one more time. But I believe, I'm not 100% sure on this, I believe the next Miss Carbon County will get the choice of whether or not she wants to compete with the Miss America organization or stay local and just focus on her social impact initiative and things like that.
All right. Well, Lily V. Hill and Tian Passarella, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in this morning. We really appreciate it. And Tian, much success to you in your future. And Lily, we're looking forward to having you here for another year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in, ladies.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.